In New Orleans, there is a tradition, brides and grooms presenting a flower to Mary during their wedding. So what do you do if Mary is covered with a purple cloth? This was a predicament of the couple whose wedding I officiated Saturday night at St. Patrick's on Camp Street. My suggestion, I thought a rather ingenious one, was to present Mary a flower covered in a purple cloth itself. Thankfully, they didn't take me up on that. It did get me thinking, though, why are some statues covered on this Sunday and not just Holy Week? What details was I missing here? Before the Vatican II revision of the liturgy, Sunday past marked the beginning of Passiontide, the Sunday before Palm Sunday itself being thus called Passion Sunday. The only slight change that we hear in our current liturgy is the preface the priest has used since Monday, the prayer after we say, "Lift up your hearts," is no longer from Lent, but from the Passion of the Lord. So some details pointing not just to hurrah, it's just about Easter, but an increased intensity. What was the gospel from the old Passion Sunday, kicking off Passiontide and covering up these statues? The one we hear this morning. The conclusion of Jesus' back and forth with the Jews in John's 8th chapter. Before Abraham came to be, I am. Jesus applies the divine name to himself, basically calls himself God here, for which he's wished a fond farewell with clenched stones. If we miss a couple details, our liturgy misses some of its pop. As we inch closer to Holy Week, may we notice the details in our lives that don't name Jesus as the great I am. How can Jesus be God with added intensity for ourselves?